Misfits Audio Productions presents Restored Old Time Radio. We claim no rights to it. This is released free for entertainment purposes only to restore interest in the golden days of radio. Thank you to Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com for intro music. Remember to visit MisfitsAudio.com.
Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal, invite you to rocket into the future with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet.
Stand by to raise ship. Blast off minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Roaring rockets blast off to distant planets and far-flung stars, we take you to the age of the conquest of space with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. High over the Atom City spaceport, a huge blast-pitted field surrounded by ramps and conical metal buildings, a tiny ball of flame glows softly in the sky. As it grows larger, the blasting of powerful rockets is heard, and finally leaping tongues of flame reach down to ease a great passenger spaceship to the landing ramp. As the hatches are thrown open, two young men in the uniforms of space cadets dash into the ship. Moments later, they step into a small private compartment and snap to attention before a middle-aged man wearing only a robe and slippers.
Space Cadets Tom Corbett and Roger Manning, reporting for duty, sir.
You were sent by Commander Arkwright?
Yes, sir.
Very well. Whose uniform am I to wear?
Mine, sir.
Oh, yes. I see we're the same size. Very well, Cadet Manning, let's get to it. We haven't much time.
Right, sir.
Oh, my suit is there on the bunk. I believe it'll fit you quite well.
Yes, sir.
I beg your pardon, sir. I know cadets aren't supposed to ask questions, but, well, we'd sure like to know what this is all about.
You mean, Commander Arkwright hasn't told you?
Not a word. Here's the blouse, sir.
Oh, thank you.
All we were told was to meet you here on this ship, and Roger was to give you his uniform, and then we were to escort you back to Commander Arkwright's office at Space Academy.
Wait a minute. You're escorting me now.
That's right. Now, since this may be a dangerous ride, it doesn't seem fair that you shouldn't know why you are risking your lives.
We're what?
Yes. You especially, Cadet Manning, since you're temporarily impersonating me. You see, I'm Barton Reed, a special messenger from the government of Venus. You've been there, undoubtedly.
Oh, sure. Practically a ferry run for us.
Then you know it's an important part of the Solar Alliance. We are now in grave danger.
From what?
I am not at liberty to tell you that. But I have come to get help from the Solar Guard. And so far, there have been two attempts to assassinate me since I left Venus.
By somebody on this ship?
Yes. But I've been unable to find out who it is. That's why I made these arrangements with Commander Arkwright.
Wow, he sure hands us some juicy assignments.
Ah, what difference does it make? We can handle it.
I'm glad you feel so confident, Manning. After all, once we leave the ship, you will be the target.
Oh?
Very well. I'm ready to leave. How do I look?
Fine, sir. Just like a space cadet. You ready, Roger?
Yeah. For just about anything.
I don't understand it. Commander Arkwright said he'd be waiting for us right here in his office. Hey, look at this panel. It's smashed. The teleceiver is out of commission.
What? Something's rotten at Space Academy.
Yeah, Commander Arkwright missing. Now this. Roger, you stay here with Mr. Reed. Don't let him out of your sight. I'm going to Central Security and alert the guard. Don't let anybody in. I'll be right back.
Oh, sit down, Manning. You're making me nervous, pacing back and forth like that.
I can't help it, sir. I'm worried. Tom's already been gone 15 minutes. He should have been back long ago.
Now, do you want to go look for your friend?
I think I should. Something's happening around here, and I want to find out what.
Well, don't hesitate on my account. I can take care of myself.
No, blast it. I can't do it. My job is to deliver you to Commander Arkwright and all in one piece.
But as it appears now, you may not be able to do that. So I suggest you at least alert the guard.
Yeah, I guess I'd better. But I'll only be gone a minute. In the meantime, don't let anybody in.
Saturn, my head. Feels like it's got 16 moons revolving around it. What happened anyway, Roger?
You'll have to answer that, Tom. When you didn't come back to the office, I started looking for you. I found you in a heap here in this corner.
Yeah, but I don't remember anything. I was on my way to Central Security. Then something hit me like a ton of bricks and I blacked out.
You were slugged from behind. You've got a big lump on your head.
Jumping Jupiter! Mr. Reed, you left him alone.
Well, I had to when you didn't...
Skip it. We've got to get back to Commander Arkwright's office. If anything happens to Barton Reed, you and I are finished at Space Academy. We're too late, Roger. Barton Reed is dead. He was blasted by a heat ray.
A heat ray? But that's been outlawed for almost a century.
It makes no difference when you're committing murder.
Oh, brother, are we in a spot now? We were supposed to guard him, get him here alive. We might as well hand in our resignations right now.
Listen, let's figure this out. You traded clothes with him, so you'd be the target.
That sure didn't pan out.
Which means the killer knew you and Reed made the switch.
How could he?
He must have been on the ship. Must have been close enough to see Reed in your uniform when we debarked.
Maybe.
And remember, Reed told us there were two attempts to assassinate him during the flight from Venus.
All right, you don't have to spell it out for me. The killer was on that flight, but where is he now? It's a cinch we can't track down every name on that passenger manifest.
Of course not. But since his job is done now, there'd be no reason for him to stay on Earth. He'd head straight back to Venus, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he might at that.
And if I remember right, the ship that brought Reed here is headed back into space tonight. Back to Venus.
You want to go aboard her?
Why not?
Well, how can we do it?
The written orders to meet Barton Reed. The ones Commander Arkwright gave us. They were general orders, giving us clearance wherever we wanted to go.
Great jumping Jupiter. You want to use them?
Why not? What can we lose now?
Tom, my boy, you're getting more like me every day. Let me get a new uniform. We either catch a killer or a court-martial.
Assigned to escort Barton Reed, a special messenger from Venus to Space Academy, Tom Corbett and Roger Manning are tricked, and Reed is killed while under their charge. Taking a desperate chance, the cadets set out to find the actual killer. Now aboard a passenger spaceship bound for Titan, Tom meets Roger in their compartment.
I just checked in with the captain on control deck, Roger. He okayed our credentials and our orders. That hurdle is over.
We're on the right ship, aren't we?
Yep. Straight out to Venus with a stop at Luna.
Good. Now, what about the passenger list?
Well, I got that, too. Here.
You've checked three names.
Right. Each one of those three was a passenger on the flight that brought Reed to Earth.
Alexandra Stone, compartment 3B deck. The woman in the case. Hey, that's for me.
Cool your jets, son. This is a business trip.
Yeah, monkey business. Let's see. Number 213, York Phillips, compartment 6B deck.
And number 315 is Nelson Deegan, compartment 3A deck.
With a name like that, he's got to be the space rat. Well, what happens next?
We wait. I've asked the flight stewards to let every passenger know why we're aboard. I figure that should make our criminal come to us.
Oh, sure, with a heat ray in his fist. Of all that space-happy ideas.
Hey, somebody wants in. Maybe it's our man.
Get ready for trouble.
Come in. Excuse me. I'm looking for space cadets Corbett and Manning.
You're looking at them.
Oh. Well, my name is Nelson Deegan. A few minutes ago, I overheard one of the stewards mention the fact that you were looking for someone. A murderer, to be exact.
What? How in blazes did they know? Roger, have you been shooting off your mouth again?
Oh, me?
Just as well that he did. I can help you. I believe the person you're looking for is aboard this ship.
Yeah? Who is it?
Alexandra Stone. That is the name you're going to give them, isn't it, Edith?
Hey, pipe the space doll, Tom.
Pardon the intrusion. But I also overheard the stewardess, and I knew Deegan would try to accuse me.
I see. And I suppose you want to return the compliment, Miss Stone. You will say Mr. Deegan committed the murder?
Yes, and what's more, I can prove it.
Well, thank you very much, both of you, but I'm afraid you can't help us. You see, we already know who killed Barton Reed.
You what?
How could you?
I can't tell you any more than that. We'll be ready to make an arrest before we reach Venus.
But why not take him now if you know?
We need absolute proof, Miss Stone. There's a security agent on the spaceship now getting it. So, thanks again, and if you don't mind, we have a lot more work to do.
Oh, very well.
You'll let me know as soon as you make the arrest, won't you?
Oh, sure. You'll know, all right.
Thank you.
Now, Sherlock, would you mind telling me what that song and dance was about?
Well, one of those two was lying. Just came here fishing, trying to find out how much we knew.
Well, what about the other character that was on the passenger list, York Phillips?
Oh, I'm not forgetting him.
We'll probably hear from him sooner or later. Oh, getting stuffy in here, isn't it?
Yeah, crew must be doping off, not keeping any fresh air.
Circulating makes me sleepy.
Hey,
you smell anything?
Huh? No, can't say I do.
Jupiter.
Tired all of a sudden. Gotta lie down. Get some sleep.
Oh, no. Roger, snap out of it. Narco gas. Putting us to sleep. Roger.
Roger, wake up. Come on, snap out of it.
What?
Wake up, will you?
Oh, my head feels like it's full of cotton wool.
Yeah, I'm kind of groggy, too. But shake those cobwebs, will you, fast.
What happened, anyhow? Last I remember, I was so awfully sleepy.
It was narco gas. Fed through the compartment ventilators.
Great galaxy, how long do you suppose we've been asleep?
I don't know. I'm going to ring the control deck and find out right now.
Control deck, Flight Officer Burton.
This is Cadet Corbett in compartment 4A deck. Have we touched down at Luna yet?
Don't give me that space junk, Cadet. You don't know where we are. You ought to be washed out of astrogation school.
I'm sorry, sir, but we fell asleep.
Right on the job, huh? For your information, we left the moon an hour ago.
An hour?
Yeah. Is there anything else, Flash?
Yes. Will you check the passenger manifest? Did Alexandra Stone, York Phillips, or Nestor Deegan leave the ship at Luna?
I thought it was your business to know. York Phillips left the ship.
Oh, thank you. Well, it looks like Phillips is our man. He fed us the gas and beat it.
Yeah, but we've still got to get him. Before he loses himself on Luna, transfers into another ship.
And how are we going to do that? Jump out of the airlock and swim for it?
No, we're going to borrow the jet boat and head for Luna. Well, this is it. Room 415. Our last chance to find Phillips. We've combed every hotel in this crummy town.
Last chance is right.
Nobody home. Want to walk in?
Well, we've come this far.
After you, Alphonse.
Jumping Jupiter. Look, Tom, lying on the floor.
Yeah, and there's no doubt about what happened. That heat ray again.
I wonder if it's Phillips.
He must have a passport or credentials of some kind. Now, let's see. Roger, look. This card in his wallet.
York Phillips. Solar Alliance Security Division. Tom, an undercover man.
And I thought I was kidding when I told... By the rings of Saturn, Alexandra Stone and Nestor Deegan. It must have been one of them.
You mean he or she KO'd us with that narco gas, then left the ship at Luna Port and blasted Phillips?
Sure, there was time. The ship laid over for almost 2 hours.
Well, that adds up, but we're left high and dry, and the killer is on the way to Venus.
Well, there's only one thing to do. We've got to catch up with that ship again.
Oh, brother, we're sure working these orders overtime. Let's see if we can thumb a ride at the Solar Guard destroyer base.
Cadets, are you ready?
All set, Lieutenant Martin.
Then stand by at the airlock. We're ready to couple on to the passenger spaceship. The skipper's waiting to take you aboard.
Thanks for slamming us out of here so fast, sir. You were really burning those jets.
Oh, it's not difficult to catch one of those passenger ships. Ready at the airlock now. Remember, you will hear a steady series of signals until the pressure equalizes. Then you can cross over to the other ship. And spaceman's luck to you, boys.
I don't get it, Tom. Since we came aboard, we've covered just about every deck on this ship, and not a sign of the stone doll.
Well, there's still the power deck. Come on, down this companionway.
If Deegan's harmed us or helped me, I'll turn him inside out.
Well, funny we haven't been able to catch up to him. He certainly can't move as fast as we can.
If he's still carrying her, he may have stuffed her in a locker somewhere.
Well, that's a cheerful idea.
Hey, wait a minute.
You see him?
I don't know. But that locker down there, it's partly open.
So what?
Lockers are supposed to be secured during flight, or everything will come flying out during acceleration or deceleration. Come on, we better check it.
Jumping Jupiter, maybe I was right after all.
A right idea, Roger, but the wrong person.
Look,
Deegan! Well, what do you know? The space doll packs a wallop. He's out cold.
But not from any wallop. He's been given a whiff of narco gas and stuffed into the locker.
What?
Come on, let's try to wake him up. All right, Deegan. Snap out of it.
He's starting to open his eyes.
That's it, pal. Get on the ball.
Come on.
Take it easy, Tom. You'll knock him cold again.
Corbett, Manny.
What happened to you, Deacon?
Where's Alexandra Stone?
The bomb. The RDX bomb.
Huh? What are you talking about?
She left the bomb on the ship, on the power deck gallery.
She what? But that's crazy. She'll blow herself up with it.
No, she's trying to escape in a jet boat. She told me.
Where is the bomb, Deacon?
Somewhere on the power deck gallery. That's all I know. You've got to find it, or this whole ship will be blasted into dust.
Finding Deegan unconscious in one of the space lockers near the power deck of the passenger ship, Tom and Roger realize that Alexandra Stone is the killer they have been looking for. But when Deegan regains consciousness, he warns them that the girl has planted a bomb somewhere on the power deck gallery. Now racing against time, the two cadets circle the gallery in a desperate search for the bomb.
We'll never find it before it blows up, Tom. It could be any place on the gallery. That RDX is like putty. It could be shaped so we wouldn't recognize it.
RDX has to be exploded by some kind of electrical detonator. We'll check every power outlet up here.
Attention, power deck. Attention, power deck. Stop all rockets. Crews take emergency stations on jet boat deck.
Looks like Deegan contacted the skipper, all right.
Yeah, I hope the passengers and crew can abandon ship in time.
What about us?
We're going to find that bomb. Roger, look, that power outlet.
Huh? Oh, yeah, there's a cable running from it.
Yeah, at least behind this girder. I found it, Roger. Here's the bomb.
Yowie, let me at that cable. I'll pull it out.
No!
Huh?
Explode the bomb. Detonators are rigged that way sometimes to blast if contact is broken.
But if we don't pull that plug, it'll explode anyhow.
Maybe we still have time. We've got to chance it anyhow.
Time for what?
To get the bomb outside in space. Let it blast there.
And how are we going to do that? You haven't enough cable.
We'll make a live splice. Add 50 feet to the cable. Then carry it to the power deck emergency hatch over there and dump it over. You get the spacesuit for me, Roger, and I'll get the cable. Move fast!
How are you doing, Tom?
Be all set as soon as I make this last connection. There. Okay, now. Pull the plug on the short length of cable.
You sure this'll work?
I've plugged the long length in the power outlet in the airlock and hooked it to the detonator terminals. It should work. Go on.
Okay.
It worked. The bomb is still alive.
But we won't be for long. Let's get it outside of the ship.
Okay. Give me that space suit.
Oh, no. Here's where I take over, Junior.
Now, look, Roger.
You look, Tom. See? Suit's on already, and here goes the helmet.
Now, hand me that bomb.
Okay, pal. And spaceman's luck.
What do you want, Tom?
The outer airlock portal opens. Just push the bomb out into space. It'll drift to the end of the cable.
Okay, I got you. But I sure wish the pressure in here would equalize. I don't like the idea of holding a live bomb in my hand.
Can't say I blame you, pal.
Okay, pressure's equal. The outer portal's opening.
Push out the bomb. Quick.
Here it goes.
Now, close the portal.
Right.
But they caught Alexandra Stone. She's locked in one of the jet boat airlocks. She couldn't get away.
That's great, but blast it. When's this airlock going to open?
What's the trouble? Corbett, you're white as a sheet.
Roger's still in the airlock. I heard the explosion, but he hasn't checked in. And I can't get into the airlock until the pressure is equalized.
There. You can get into the airlock now.
The portal's opening.
Hiya, Junior.
Roger, you okay?
Sure, you weren't worried, were you? The bomb exploded clear of the ship. No damage at all.
Except to my nerve.
Now, let's get after that Stone doll.
We don't have to, Roger. She's a prisoner in the jet boat airlock.
Well, and all our worries are over.
Not yet, Roger. We still have to find out why Barton Reed was murdered and what's happening on Venus.
Oh, great. More trouble. We stick out our necks again.
What's the matter, Roger? You worried? Why, you don't want to live forever, do you?
That's just the trouble. The way you operate... I won't get the chance.
Don't miss the next action-packed adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, when he and Roger Manning land on Venus and find danger in part two of The Atmosphere of Death. Tune in, same time, same station, for the next thrilling interplanetary adventure with Tom Corbett. Hey, cadet. Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, starring Frankie Thomas, can also be seen on television and appears in the comic sections of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and in weekend editions. Featured in today's cast are Jan Merlin, Peter Capell, Maurice Tarplin, and Elspeth Eric. Today's program was written by Elwood Hoffman, directed by Drex Hines. Jackson Beck speaking.